The Blitz. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston. A Gau Media station. If you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
Are you ready? Hey, think you can tell us what to do? You think you could tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters. Break it down!
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hour number two, 713-780-ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. Also get us on The Blitz Facebook page. Find The Blitz, click like, send a message. If Aaron likes it, he'll read it. There's Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Aaron is Blitz, at Degenerates 975. You can text the show, you know the number for that. You can also watch us on Twitch, put your comments on there. And if you missed the first hour, a little sportsy, but fun. It's a Friday. Everybody's in a good mood.
Friday.
Yeah, Friday, bitches. And correction, apparently Woj tweeted out.
Woj bomb typo?
Yeah, Woj bomb typo. It was 2018, not 2008.
Yeah, that's a little more...
That makes a little more sense. Yeah. So,
get better at cheating, Penny. You got to figure this thing out. It takes time.
Yeah.
To master it takes many years.
You can't just walk in and get away with everything right off the bat.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, so that changes everything. Before we get to the NFL lines, what I was asking is, you know, how is it that you guys balance all these different card rooms? It's well, we each show speaks for one. We play at Lions. John and Lance play at Prime. The late night guys play at Texas Card House. That's where we all play, is those places. So there's no conflict or anything. It's, you know, we're just speaking from experience. And as with anything that I endorse, I wouldn't recommend a place if I didn't want to play there. So enjoy. Take your pick. Just whoever you trust more. Or, you know what? Go play them all.
Yeah.
Nobody's going to stop you. All right. Let's take a look at some of the NFL lines. And we'll start with Chiefs -6 at Titans. Patrick Mahomes expected to play.
Obviously, all the action's pushing towards the Chiefs now. I don't think I would want it at that number. If you were lucky enough to bet the Chiefs
three,
like if you were like, you know what, I bet he plays, or I don't even care if he plays. I think they win by a field goal. I'd feel good about it, but it's six. It's a pass for me.
Yeah.
If you're in like a contest, like the super contest.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously you're getting 3 points of value is like, it's massive. So it's something you'd have to consider, but it's a no go for me.
I'd keep an eye on it. If that number gets to 7 or 7.5, I might take the Titans, but inside a touchdown, I think if you had to bet it, I'd take the Chiefs. Somebody had asked about this one earlier in the week. The Browns -3 over a 6-2 Bills team.
I like the Bills. It's probably square. That's the way I lean right now.
I'm kind of with you on that. Buccaneers -4.5 at home against the Cardinals.
I like the Cardinals.
I do too. I like the Cardinals a lot here.
I really like the over in this game. I think it's going to be a super high scoring game. There's two teams who have really nothing to play for at this point. So they're just going out there and winging it, and these are the kind of secondaries you can wing it on.
Yeah.
And
the more Jameis wings it, the more likely they are he is to throw picks that they run back.
That's so cool. Yeah.
I'm all for.
This is one of the times, if you bet Tampa, you don't want Jameis picks. You bet the over. Well, okay. Yeah,
pick away. Giants -2.5 at the Jets.
This is a tough one. This feels like such a weird game. I mean, obviously, there's no real home field advantage here, so I tend to think the Giants are about a field goal better. If I had to play it, that's probably the way I'd be playing.
All right. Saints -13.5 against the Falcons.
God, I'm a sucker.
They're begging me to bet the Falcons.
I'm a sucker.
Begging me to bet the Falcons, but yeah.
If I had to play a side of it, it's Falcons or pass. The Falcons are coming off a bye. You know, Matt Ryan is going to play. You're talking about 13.5 points to a division opponent, which they suck, but they still got talent on that team. And I keep saying Atlanta's the kind of team who, if you bet on them as a big underdog, you're probably going to be good because they'll keep chucking the ball around, and Matt Ryan's gotten all these garbage yards all season. He'll get those garbage yards, those garbage touchdowns. 13.5 is a huge number. I think I kind of like the Falcons here.
I know, and I feel horrible, but I think I'm with you. Ravens -10 at Bengals. It's another one that's just begging you to bet the Bengals.
The Bengals were the first side that jumped off the board at me today. I don't think that obviously they're bad, but I would expect from a spot standpoint, this is ideal for the Bengals, considering what the Ravens just had the biggest win anybody's had all season probably. And the Bengals, I mean, it would have been nice for them to have AJ Green back this week, but you don't get that. Instead, you get everybody you had coming off a bye, another week for Ryan Lindley to work as his quarterback, and another week for him to practice. I think 10 points is probably good here.
I'm with you. Panthers +5 at Packers.
I like the Panthers.
I do too. This is scary. I'm agreeing with you way too much.
Yeah, I it's also an overlook for me. I think that both these teams are going to be able to run the ball at will. Their defenses are both susceptible to that. I think you'll see a lot of rushing yards. I think Aaron Jones and McCaffrey's always a big-time play in fantasy, but I think Aaron Jones is a good guy to look at if you're in a daily fantasy. High scoring. I like the Panthers to cover. Maybe even win.
Speaking of which, going back, I do like the over in the Falcons-Saints game. I know it's a big total, 51, but I think it's worth playing. How about Bears -2.5 against the Lions?
The Lions are so beat up. I don't care. I cannot bet the Bears. I cannot bet the Bears. I mean, think about how correlated the Bears are to an under. Because how many points are the Bears going to score? Like, just if you like the Bears, you have to think that it's going to be a 14-10 game.
Yeah.
I mean, because you cannot expect the Bears to score anything. I don't have any faith in them. I think their defense has gone downhill. I'll go with the Lions here.
Dolphins now +11 against the Colts. I don't know if Jacoby's going to play, but I like the Dolphins to cover here. I'm actually playing this one.
Yeah, it's going to end up being a pass for me. I think that you shouldn't bet on the Colts to cover anything by 11.
Yeah.
But
I think they win, but
I think this is a bad spot for the Dolphins. I mean, you're coming off their first win of the season. If there's any time to have a letdown, everybody's been talking about how hard they've been pushing. While they got their win, they know they still suck. So what happens next? Probably a bit of a letdown. But like I said, I don't want to give 11 points with the Colts,
especially if it winds up being Brian Hoyer.
Yeah.
Rams -4 at Steelers.
I like the Steelers. I like the Steelers probably outright to win that game. I feel like the Steelers have done a really good job causing pressure. And what do I always say about Jared Goff? If you can put him under pressure, he'll turn into a pumpkin. I think the Steelers, the defense is built to make Jared Goff struggle. And I think without Brandon Cooks, I think it's going to be hard for any big plays to set up. I like the Steelers to probably win outright.
And Vikings +3 at Cowboys.
Man, this is a tough game. I've gone back and forth on this one. I think I'm not going to play the game. I think the number's right. I think it's just a matter of are the Cowboys going to be able to run the ball?
Yeah.
You know, will they get that push up front? And if they can run the ball early on, they'll probably take that game. If they struggle early on to get going, because the Vikings defense isn't as they've been vulnerable.
Yeah.
You know, we thought early in the season if they were any good, it was going to be because of their defense. It turns out Dalvin Cook and Kirk Cousins are kind of making the Vikings go, and the defense is meh. But I do
kind of feel the same way about the Cowboys, though. I thought their defense would be more dominant than it's been. So I this is one where if it's okay, I just want to sit back and enjoy the game as a fan.
Yeah, watch the game.
And not bet it. And Browns are minus... Oh, that's next week. Never mind. Seahawks, 49ers. 49ers -6.5 at Seahawks.
I want to bet the Seahawks so bad here. I don't like the Seahawks. I've been looking to fade them all year long. I've been punished every time I bet the Niners. It's going to end up being a pass for me unless somehow they show me a 7.
Yeah.
But I feel like this is a spot where the Seahawks should come up big. I also think this is a high-scoring game, despite the fact that Niners defense is good. I think there are some holes in that defense that Russell Wilson will be able to take advantage of, especially now. You've got Lockett, Metcalf, and Josh Gordon. You're starting to throw some weapons out there. They should be able to cause some problems through the air against the Niners.
All right. There you have it. I think the Cardinals is my favorite play of the week.
It's up there for me, certainly.
So depending on who takes what in our picks with RJ, I'll just tell you now, that's the one I'm
going to. Yeah, do we have the updated standings?
We do. Let me pull them up here.
Yeah, how did we do last week? I don't even remember.
You don't want to know.
I know I lost. I had the stupid Jags.
I know there are two winners of last week.
Okay. Were they RJ and Fez?
Nope.
Who?
Brad and Fez.
Okay. As long as it wasn't RJ. I don't need him getting any distance from me. So who's in last place then?
I think Steve is still in last place.
Okay.
Yeah, he's got more red than everybody. Actually,
who did Brad?
He's tied with you, Fred.
Oh, okay. I'm tied. I'm tied with a legend. I'm happy.
Brad went BYU +3.5.
Ah.
All right, guys. I got to tell you about Anna, who in May was working at Walmart. She was not happy in her job. She wanted something new, and she went out and did something about it. No computer experience at all. She enrolled at My Computer Career, and 4 months later, she started an IT career. How about that? And the craziest part. Hired by another My Computer Career graduate. Don't be afraid of the future. Be a part of it. Go to mycomputercareer.edu. Take their free career evaluation today, and you could start your new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months, even with no experience. You'll attend classes on campus or live online just twice a week. You're going to get everything you need to start your new career. And then after you graduate, they're going to help you get a job because they work with employers that hire their students. They're nationally accredited. Financial aid is available for those who qualify, including the GI Bill for my fellow vets. Guys, classes are starting up soon. Go take that career evaluation now. MyComputerCareer.edu. It's not rocket science. It's My Computer Career. MyComputerCareer.edu.
Listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN. 409S, what is your advice to someone wanting to get started in sports betting? Want to get into it, but want to get some experience before sinking big money into the mix? From Scott. I always tell people, if you're not into it, don't start. But if you do start, shameless self-promotion. AJ and I did a really good audiobook for beginners, Introduction to Sports Betting Blitz Style, that will give you the basics you need to get started. And if you're, and there's some advanced stuff in there too, but it's a good way if you're going to start doing it. It gives you some things that'll keep you from getting your ass kicked. It's kind of like we're Knish. You know, we're giving you all the bad beats of our lives that have built us to where we are, trying to help you avoid all those. So go check it out. 713-780-3776. And you're killing it on college basketball so far.
So far, so good.
Yeah, that's pretty damn amazing. But it's a long season. You just got to keep it going.
Is.
Yeah, and
I got to rack up wins while I can because you know what's coming at some point.
Yeah, and that's something that I try to tell everybody. There's always going to be some highs. There's going to be some downturns. And I had a stretch of 3 weeks where just everything went wrong. And you have to, you know, you just kind of got to ride those out. Sometimes you have to realize, okay, maybe I was on the right side of it and it didn't work out. And maybe sometimes I was just wrong. Yeah. And my handicap was wrong. And if that's the case, and it's happening a lot, you got to go back and take a look at your power rankings again. You go back and look at what it is that was going wrong. And sometimes you can figure it out, and sometimes you can't. Did you see this Twitter map? Not Twitter map. Yeah, I guess it was on Twitter. The most hated NBA teams in each state.
No.
It's pretty much
Warriors everywhere.
All Lakers, all Warriors. Two states hate the Clippers. Two states hate the Rockets.
Who hates the Rockets?
Oklahoma. And what's the one?
Texas.
Utah.
Oh, okay.
Texas hates the Lakers. And it's mostly purple. The Warriors are hated in like Colorado and a couple of the Midwest states. And then pretty much the SEC.
Okay.
Well, Kentucky and Georgia. But the whole East Coast hates the Lakers. The whole Pacific Northwest hates the Lakers. Texas, Louisiana.
You would think there'd be more Celtic hate.
Yeah, well, but they're just not. Think about it. LeBron going to the Lakers makes them the bad guys.
Yeah.
Just like if you did this map a couple of years ago when Kevin Durant went to the Warriors, I think the Warriors would be the ones everybody hates. So Celtics just aren't good enough to be relevant right now. If they get back to the finals, you'll have some hate there.
Also, looks like the judge ruled a hold on the ineligibility ruling.
Okay.
So Penny went down to the courtroom, I guess. They put a hold on it, so he's at least playing tonight.
Well, there you go.
So
I hope the kid's eligible. I mean, I want to see him play.
Yeah.
For one thing. And I'm kind of excited about that Memphis team. I want to see what they can do this year. I'm want UH to do really well, but that's a team in that conference that could help raise the conference's profile. I'm all for that.
Well, I don't know. I hate to pass judgment before I know all the facts. I mean, would it shock me if there's any kind of cheating going on?
Of course not. No, but yeah, I honestly, it sure smells.
Yeah.
Whether or not he was coach yet or not.
Yeah.
He obviously was thinking about becoming coach for a while. Those rumors were out there for a long time. So if he did that before, even though he knew it was going to be coach, that's, you're right. You got to learn to cheat better.
Yep.
There's a lot of guys out there who have been doing it much better than you for a long time. You should have learned from them.
Yeah.
You know, go whatever manual that Coach Cal wrote for cheating, that's the one I would go read. That and probably whatever Coach K does.
How dare you. A legend of the game. He would never cheat, right?
Uh-huh.
Of course not.
Uh-huh. Everybody does it. It's the oldest perfection in the world. The other thing I wanted to get to today. Do you ever, like, if you're too young to have, like, illness symptoms that you look up online? Like, okay, I'm feeling weird.
Yeah, I don't do that.
A lot of people do that.
If I feel sick, I wait a few days. If I still feel sick, I go to the doctor.
Yeah, well, apparently, if you use Dr. Google, it's convinced 2 in 5 Americans that they have a serious disease.
Yeah, everybody thinks they've got cancer.
I know. And basically, they surveyed 2,000 Americans. 43% have looked their symptoms up online and ended up believing they had a much more serious illness than in actuality.
What percentage of those were women?
Well, that's an interesting question. Interesting question. Now, to be fair, a lot of people don't have health insurance and can't afford to go to the doctor, so this is what they do. But it winds up convincing you that you've got something really wrong with you. So it didn't break it down by gender, which
it should, because women feel very differently about illness than men. I don't know if it, like, I don't know. My wife, if I tell her I'm not feeling great, or I think I've got a fever. She does that thing with the back of her hand. Like, she'll put the back of her hand on my forehead.
Yeah.
You know how many times she's ever told me, oh, yeah, you do have a fever? Zero. Ever. Now, how many times do you think she's touched our 7-year-old's head with the back of her hand and said he wasn't. Like, we've got to go to urgent care. He's got a massive, and we've got like a digital thermometer, yet somehow that hand test tells you her everything she needs to know. If he's at like 101, we better go to the doctor immediately. I could be at 103, but her hand doesn't feel it.
Oh,
it's a very inaccurate science.
Yeah, I've gotten now, especially because I'm old and I don't want to die. But if I'm legitimately sick, I go to the doctor.
Yeah.
And I don't mess around anymore. 205 says the Chicago Bulls are the only dynasty that was not hated by most.
That's not true.
That's not true at all. They were extremely hated. Just like every great team, every team that wins is hated.
Yeah. I would say the only dynasty that wasn't really hated nationally was maybe the Spurs, because people were just kind of,
they just weren't relevant.
Meh on them.
Yeah.
It's like, damn it. And like people kept, I know you were guilty of this for a long time. Yeah, but they won't be good next year. They're old now. And then they would be good again. And people would be like, what the hell? Nah, they won't be good again next year.
But they haven't been the same since they lost Duncan.
No. And they also haven't had like their superstars over the years have been David Robinson, Tim Duncan, and Kawhi Leonard, who are like the most milquetoast dudes.
Yeah, they really are boring. And that's the thing. You can't work up a hatred for somebody who's boring. But they also, and there's a reason that the TV ratings for their finals were always just in the tank. Because all they did was play really solid basketball. Oh, boy. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. And punched a little ticket tonight on the over in UCF Tulsa. And you know where I did it. Mybookie.ag. It's the only site I use now, and the great thing about it is I can make my hockey bets there. I got some CFL playoff games this weekend I can bet. Oh, yeah, NFL, college football, you name it. It's all on mybookie.ag. And a lot of times, if I get off the show late, I forget to get my bet in. They've got in-game, and you can really do well with the in-game, especially if you like a team and they get off to a really bad start in the first half. You can play that second half number. I do that a lot, and I do it all at mybookie. And when you win, you get paid, which is awesome. A lot of these sites, part of the gamble is putting your money in. That's not the case with MyBookie, and nobody pays out faster. You don't have to sit around for weeks and wait to get paid out, because they take care of you. And if you use promo code radio right now, you're going to get a double your money offer, and they'll double your first deposit up to $1,000. They've got all sorts of deposit options there for you. And keep an eye on your emails, because if you're already on MyBookie, they've got options all the time. MyBookie.ag, promo code radio, play, win, get paid, MyBookie.
Yeah, asked to see the ball, so they sent me, dog. I just broke off with a 10-piece, dog. There ain't nothing, I'm just being friendly, dog.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. Somebody says, everyone rooted for Peyton Manning and the Colts, I feel like.
They weren't a dynasty. They won one championship.
They really weren't good enough for people to hate him, although there was a lot of Peyton hating because of the commercials.
But
cut that meat.
The Colts weren't a dynasty, though.
No, and I think
they won one title.
Yeah, and the Saints, I think, were pretty well liked too. But it's the same thing; they won once.
Yeah,
and you know, and now I think everybody feels sorry for him, because
once teams start winning more than once, they start getting there every year. I mean, the Colts couldn't get past the Patriots most years, so they never really had a chance to.
713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. I don't know if you saw this, but no shock at all, there's an increasing belief that the Browns might fire Freddie Kitchens during the season.
Oh, why? He's such a brilliant coach.
I feel so bad for Browns fan. But
they made their bed with
this.
They
did.
Not Browns fans, but the Browns did. They should have known all along that this was going to be a disaster. You let your quarterback decide who he wants to coach him. When is that a good idea? When is it a good idea to say, hey, guy who's played 7 games for us, who do you think should be coach? Okay, you've got it.
Yeah, especially a guy who really had not done anything in the league yet as a quarterback.
Or he's like, hey, decisions. I'm not sure who I want to be coach. Let me get back to you after I finish this commercial shoot. I'll let you know sometime next week. Oh, you need to know today? Freddie's doing great. Let's roll with him.
Oh, boy. Yeah, and you know, your interim guy is a guy who did pretty well last year for you. You chased him off. But and from what I understand, there were a lot of Browns players that didn't want to play for Greg Williams. But
I get Greg Williams isn't a player's coach.
No.
He's not a guy he's not a fun guy to be around.
No, but they did win some games with him.
Yeah.
Sorry.
That's why you can't let players decide, because guess what? You know how many guys really like Bill Belichick? Probably none. But that doesn't matter. They better figure out a way to play for him.
Yeah.
You can't let players decide who your coach is going to be, because they're going to pick their buddy.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure Freddie Kitchens a great guy to drink a beer with.
Yeah.
Sure, he and Baker have gone out and done that and, you know, been tackled by police for it. But I don't know if I want him coaching. And that was my concern going in, was, and there really is a reason that there's a tried and true path to becoming a head coach, where you go position coach, coordinator, and then head coach. It's pretty rare when a guy jumps from position coach. And when they do, it's usually a failure. You can count them on one hand. Harbaugh worked out in Baltimore, but that was a little bit different because everybody knew the guy could coach. And, you know, in fact, they were giving him jobs knowing he was going to be a head coach. Never got to be a coordinator, but it's worked out pretty well. Other than that, I can't think of too many that have worked out. And, you know, I know he was calling plays after everybody got fired last year, but that's like Anthony Lynn's another one.
Yeah.
I mean, he didn't really go that route. He had a limited time as a coordinator, but yeah, that's if he gets fired, not going to surprise me. I hope that the Browns go out and get a real coach.
They won't, because they're the Browns.
That's the thing. It's just, you look at this organization, and I know the hype was there for him this year, and I wasn't buying into it at all, but I wanted him to be good. Poor Cleveland fan has had to put up with so much crap from that franchise. Hiring baseball guys and Sashi Brown and passing on all these great quarterbacks and drafting Manziels. They put up with so much crap.
Maybe the move is write a blank check to Lincoln Riley and say, hey, come do that thing you did.
Yeah, I think Lincoln Riley's going to be a big name. I think if you're going to go college coach and he doesn't want to do it, I think Matt Campbell, Matt Rhule, those are guys that I would make phone calls to as well.
Yeah.
If you're going to go college coach, because I think they'd be good NFL coaches, but you never know. And you know, just get somebody who's had some success. We talked a little bit about Deion being up for the Florida State job. We really haven't had a chance to talk about them whacking Willie Taggart yet. $18 million buyout. Can I go on record as saying I said that was a bad hire?
Yeah, and Willie Taggart, and I've seen a lot of people defending him. I mean, I don't know why it's a surprise that he was fired. He didn't do a good job. And some schools that don't have deep pockets are going to be ultra patient with stuff like that. Some schools that do have deep pockets are going to be like, you know what? This isn't going the way we thought it was going to go. We're out. And when you look at what Willie Taggart's done over the course of his career, he's taken bad jobs and made them better. He took Western Kentucky from bad to respectable, took South Florida from bad to respectable, coached 1 year at Oregon, which
can't really count that.
He improved them from what they were the year before. But I'm not giving him any credit for that.
Yeah, but they still weren't Oregon, and what Oregon's capable of being.
Standard is. And then he got to Florida State, and I'm not saying Jimbo didn't leave the cupboard bare, but you still got to be better than this. You got to be better than 5-7 and 4-5 to start the second year. Do you know how many places of the four places that Willie Taggart's been a head coach, that he had a winning record while he was there? One. 7-5 at Oregon. He had a losing record at Western Kentucky, a losing record at South Florida, a losing record at Florida State. I'm not saying he's not an okay coach. He's just not a coach for a job like Florida State. You need to hire Willie Taggart to pick up the program at Central Arkansas or, you know,
I think South Florida level. I think South Florida level is about
I think so
the best
too. And he took them up. He took them from 2-10 in 4 years, made them 10-2. To me, that's what he's built for. But
we see this all the time. Guys do that and then they get the bigger job.
And then they're not ready for it. And then people are like, how could you fire him? You barely gave him a chance. And it's like, dude, you can tell pretty quickly. And of course, it instantly had to be about race. Willie Taggart got fired because he's black. How's Jim Harbaugh still got a job? And Willie Taggart, he gets 2 years and he's out.
Who's saying that?
I talked to somebody on Twitter about it.
Oh.
But you don't realize Jim Harbaugh is under a lot of scrutiny, right? Everybody's like, oh, he's not getting the job done. Jim Harbaugh's worst season at Michigan, he went 8-5. His worst season, 3 out of the 4 years, and I'm not counting this one because he'll probably get there. 3 out of his 4 years at Michigan, he's had 10 wins. Comparing that to a guy who's had a losing record 2 straight years at Florida State, if Jim Harbaugh came out and was 5-7 this year, Jim Harbaugh would get fired because schools like that don't mess around with guys who are having losing records. White, black, whatever. If you've got a losing record at Michigan or Ohio State it happened at Texas. And they gave Charlie Strong a couple years to try to get out of it.
Yeah.
It's like, dude, you can't put up losing records at schools like this. It's just there's too much money. There's too much money at stake, and there's too much money that can be spent to get your ass out of there. So I wasn't surprised they fired Willie Taggart.
I was surprised they hired him in the first place.
I was too. I'll tell you who absolutely should be next, and he's got about the same buyout and is making about the same money, is Chad Morris. Arkansas, we kind of forget, and Arkansas is not to be mistaken for a program the same level of Florida State, but Arkansas is a program that's got deep pockets, deeper than most people probably understand. They got Walmart money supporting that program. Right. And Chad Morris
They've been really competitive for a long time up until the last few years, actually.
Chad Morris is in way over his head.
Yeah.
Chad Morris is another one of these guys who... Was he good for the SMU job? Yeah. You're there. You're winning Frisco Bowls, right? Or you're like going to a Frisco Bowl, left before the bowl game. But you get to Arkansas, and it's like, hey, we're giving you a lot of money. You're in year two, almost through year two, and you haven't won a conference game yet. That's not going to get it done. I'm Arkansas, I'm getting his ass out of there.
Well, and some guys... their level is not that. Like Sonny Dykes, I think, is a pretty good example.
6 years, $21 million for Arkansas.
Oh. Well, nice work if you can get it.
Yep.
It's too damn high.
It's too damn high.
But the problem is, and same thing with Taggart, you're not seeing progress.
Yeah.
And when you're not seeing progress, I'll give a guy 3 years in college most of the time. Then again, I'd probably do a better job of hiring than a lot of these places do. But
if you're giving a guy 3 years, A, you got to take into consideration where the program was when they took it over.
Right.
But you also, you're probably not giving a guy 3 years if you're at an elite program.
Well,
a program that expects immediate results.
And that's the thing. I need to see progress during those 3 years.
Yeah.
And this isn't progress. In fact, I think they look worse this year than they did last year. They may wind up with a better record, but that's a real issue. And if you're not getting better, if you're not taking strides, then I'm okay with ejecting on the fact that you made a mistake.
And Texas should have never moved on from Charlie Strong, never got a fair shake. 3 seasons, 0 winning seasons. And guess what's happening now? It's South Florida. Guess what's happened every year? They've gotten worse every year.
Well,
This
yeah,
isn't,
I don't know how you.
I'm not.
I don't know how you make a case for Charlie Strong at this point, or man, Willie Taggart.
I don't get it.
Or Chad Morris.
Or Chad Morris. Get his ass out of there too.
One says Arkansas should be making a call to the Baytown Badass.
Oh yeah.
How good would that be?
Yeah. I don't want that though.
Boy. All right, we're gonna take a quick break. Don't go anywhere. It is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. The other guy we were talking about off air that whose seat's probably getting pretty warm is Chip Kelly. But at least they're, you know, they've gotten better than they were at the start of the season. But still, that team... Does a guy just forget how to coach?
No.
And I don't know, maybe he's just half-assing it now. I don't know. But guy used to be one hell of a college coach. And now, not so much. All right, let's do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
I have like three really good ones, so I'm going to try to get to these other two stories at some point, but we may not. So maybe I'll save one for Monday. But you and your wife binge watch shows together, right?
Yes.
Aaron, do you guys do that?
Sometimes.
Aaron doesn't watch TV. We've discussed.
Yeah, that's true.
Hey, I'm almost done with Deadwood.
He watches. Oh, well, that show's only 15 years
yeah,
old.
Yeah, I was so, poor my whole life, and they just now signed where HBO is on Amazon Prime. So.
All right.
Well, there's a new study, and it's coined the term series cheating. Where,
oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's a big deal in relationships.
It is, because if somebody decides they're going to watch a series without the other one, well, guess what? It's led to 15% of the people surveyed broke up the relationship over it.
Oh, boy.
So that's pretty serious. And so basically, based on the data, more than a million relationships breakups can be traced to series cheating.
That's pretty bad.
That's a lot, right?
Yeah. So much like swinging relationships... If you've got an open relationship, you always need to get permission. You can't just go around doing whatever you want.
Right.
So if like, oh, okay, I'm going to Vegas. Do you mind if I watch a couple episodes and you can watch them too? And when we come back, we'll meet back where we were. But you can't just go willy-nilly getting ahead in a series. And trust me, gentlemen, if you try and get ahead of your lady in a series and you're just going to like, oh, I'll watch it again and pretend, they can tell.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they can tell. And ladies, we can tell too. You know, some of us don't look at you, but if we do, we can tell. If you're not asking a bunch of questions, we probably know. That's always, my wife is a question asker when we're watching TV shows. And sometimes, like, God, we watched that show Netflix on Dark, or that on Netflix called Dark.
Yeah.
I was like, dude, don't ask me any questions. I've got no idea what's happening here. Don't bring me into the more confusion, because normally I can explain to her what's happening. That show, I didn't even understand it. So I was like, oh, don't ask me, because I'll just make it worse.
See, one of the few positives about her is that she does not like to talk during a show, which I'm totally down with, except when she wants to talk about something that's going on in her life.
Hey, shout out Delaware Blue Hens.
All right.
Yeah.
Another win?
Blue Hens hoops. Yep. Plus four, win by two.
So he asked about...
No, win by three.
All right.
Easy peasy.
Yeah. Never in doubt.
Good job, Hens.
So we asked what... Oh, by the way, that was your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Blue Hens victory?
The Gem of the Day.
Yeah, we can make that too.
Yeah.
It's the Gem of the Day.
The twofer.
The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
Yeah, somebody asked, what about Scott Frost at Nebraska? I think it's...
Well, the problem with Nebraska is Nebraska can no longer have the same standards that they once had. Nebraska's, I don't know if Nebraska's ever going to be an elite college football program again. From almost, and I say that almost all based on geography. Kids don't want to go play, like top tier recruits don't want to go play at Nebraska. And they never really did, which is why Nebraska ran a triple option when they were having their most success. Because when you don't get the top tier kids, what do? You run a gimmicky offense.
Yeah, that's not entirely true. But when they were winning national championships, they were getting kids out of Jersey and places like that.
I get it.
Lawrence Phillips and all those guys. And I mean, obviously they were cheating, but they were also in a Big Eight where you only had to beat one team.
Yeah, it ain't happening in the
Big
Ten.
And then even in the Big 12, it wasn't the same. I think it's a combination.
And in terms of prestige amongst kids these days, where do you think Nebraska ranks in the Big Ten? I mean, Ohio State and Michigan
Ohio State,
are obvious.
Michigan, Wisconsin, Michigan State, all ahead of them.
Penn State,
yeah, of course. So there's five right there.
So you're like the maybe the sixth biggest program?
Yeah.
Oof. And did we say Michigan State?
Yeah, I said Michigan State.
Okay. Yeah. I you're like Iowa level.
Yeah, I think that's about it. And you know what? Iowa's had a lot more success.
Yep.
So maybe you're not even Iowa.
God, that's crazy, isn't it?
Yeah, I do like Scott Frost, and I think, but again, you get into next year, it's your third year, you need to really see some progress because, you know, you certainly haven't seen it this year. And again, I'd give him one more year because I still believe that he's the right guy for the job, but if he sucks next year, see ya.
Yeah.
You're just wrong. Somebody said, my wife can be on the phone when we watch a show, but God forbid I look at my phone.
I know. Yeah. Listen, there's different rules for us, guys.
Yeah. So. And see, somebody brought up Matt Rhule because he went 1-11 and now he's 8-0. But there was a
They were damn near death penaltied.
Yeah. And so what he's done, you knew he was going to go. A lot of times coaches, when they take over a team that's really bottomed out.
He took over the most bare cupboard imaginable. But what do we talk about? Progress. And first of all,
and last year they showed progress.
And Baylor is far from an elite college football program. Baylor's probably the fifth most prestigious college football program in the state. So it's not like it's Florida State. They're going to be patient. And they wanted a good guy who was going to do things the right way. And they knew that first year was going to be a disaster because they didn't have any players. Everybody was gone. Next year, seven wins. This year, they're already at 8 wins. Baylor hired the right guy.
Yeah.
Now, if this year Baylor was 3-9 or whatever, Baylor might be going, oh, boy, what are we doing? But even then, I still think Baylor's the kind of team where – they're not going to pay some big buyout to get out of a contract if a guy's still at least putting up a fight. People forget what Baylor football was. Oh, there was a time when Baylor football, if you won 7 games, you were a hero.
Well, and then Art Briles took it to a different level, but it was everything that was going on around that.
Right.
But and it's not just Baylor that he did that out. He was 2-10 his first year at Temple.
And it turned it around completely.
6-6 the second year, much like last year. At Baylor.
He's won 10, 11 games.
And then he wins 10 games in 15 and 16. Okay. And, you know, so that's where you see progress. And so, 1-11 and then 7-6. And now he's got 8 wins. And you see the difference in year two. And that's not what you saw. And where Baylor was and where Temple was when he took him over, way farther back than where Florida State was when Willie Taggart took it over. 713-780-3776. I think with Scott Frost is an interesting one.
Yeah, that ain't getting better anytime soon.
Somebody asked, will TCU football be in the playoffs in the next 5 years?
No.
No. I think the bloom is off the Gary Patterson rose there.
I think Gary Patterson's a good coach, and he's a good coach for TCU, but TCU's not – it's not that kind of a place, in my opinion.
Yeah, I just think he got the most out of that program that he was going to get out of it.
Yeah.
And I keep thinking, well, one year they'll make a run. you know, like Tech was under Mike Leach. It's like, you know, they're really good every year, and then one year they make a run at the conference title, but they really haven't done it.
The other difference for Frost is where Nebraska football had gotten to.
Yeah, it had fallen pretty far.
It had been so bad for so long that you can't really expect to have like a quick turnaround. You know what I mean? It was going to take them some time.
Yeah, I think the expectations were they were going to, you know, suddenly be Central Florida in year one. And
yeah,
that's not fair. I think it's and again, I think next year is the key year for him. Mark says, I finished a series without my girlfriend. Her retribution was to take herself to dinner at a ramen place we hadn't tried yet and go see the Joker without me.
Ooh.
Oof.
Mm. There you go. Punishment.
Yeah, that's how relationships end, guys.
Yeah, Nebraska's had one winning season in the last five. It's just not a good program right now.
Yeah.
And you think back to when Bo Pelini was there, and they were winning 9-10 games, and they were like, this isn't good enough. Well, ever since, you hire Mike Riley and Scott Frost, you kind of probably wish you had Bo Pelini again, huh?
Yeah, the Riley hire was weird.
Listen to Bo Pelini. 9-4, 10-4, 10-4, 9-4, 10-4, 9-4, 9-4. And he got fired. What? Never won less than 9 games?
Yeah.
And now he's at Youngstown State? Boy. There's some teams that could use Bo Pelini.
No kidding. There's a lot of teams that would take that. But yeah, that's was never worse than 9 wins his entire career.
That's wild. And got fired.
Yeah, because it wasn't good enough. And that,
but he was also one of those dudes who was like, he didn't put a good face on the university. Like, he was one of those guys who throwing fits on the sideline.
Yeah,
and, you know,
kind of a bad look thing, but. Yeah, I mean, that's a guy who had a lot of success there.
Yeah,
and it's
didn't he hit a ref with his hat or his headset or something?
That sounds right. Yeah. So,
oh well.
All right, guys, I have to tell you once more about my bookie. Want to get in on the action tonight, this weekend, all weekend long? The place to do it is my bookie. And if you played that parlay we gave you the other night, you probably did it on my bookie. If you didn't, you should have. Because you're going to get paid out. Nobody pays out faster, and when you win, you actually get paid on MyBookie. And I use MyBookie for everything, even use it for horses. I'll be playing some hockey this weekend, some CFL, NFL, college football, you name it. And if you sign up today, how about this? They'll double your first deposit up to $1,000. And they've got all kinds of deposit options for you, so make sure when you sign up that you pick the one that's best for you. But use promo code RADIO. And that's going to get your double your first deposit bonus. And if you're already on MyBookie, just keep an eye on your emails. They'll send you all the time new reload bonuses. They've got bonuses for special events where if you're going to bet on a certain thing, you can get a bonus for that. Just use promo code RADIO, and you'll get that exclusive double your money offer. MyBookie.ag, promo code RADIO. Play, win, get paid. MyBookie.